Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 611, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator, usually. Now, this is a podcast where I typically narrate articles for you, and on Fridays, I answer your questions. But today, and this entire week actually, is going to be a bit different. Well, here in the US, this is the week of Thanksgiving. So I thought, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I would give thanks to Melanie Young. Now, in case you're confused, stick with me. A few weeks ago, I had written a piece for my employer, Bastyr University, where I discussed foods as they related to immune health. The story was picked up by various media outlets, and I was actually asked as a guest to be on Fearless Fabulous You with Melanie Young, who is a certified health coach and author. Her show is all about inspiring and empowering others on health, wellness, and nutrition. What a perfect fit, right? So I asked her if I could replay our interview for you, and she graciously agreed. Now, if you ever want to listen to Melanie Young's show directly, you can find her on demand at iHeartRadio.com and everywhere the iHeartRadio app is available. You can also find her on social media. In fact, you can tweet her at Mighty Melanie or find her on Instagram at Melanie Fabulous. So I'll play the interview through Thursday, and I'll be back answering your questions on the Friday show. Oh, and stick around this week. I'll have a little story about one of my Thanksgiving blunders coming up. All right, with that, let's get right to the interview as we optimize your life.
Dr. Neil Malik, welcome to Fearless Fabulous You.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm curious, what do you know? I have heard that this is going to be another pretty, I mean, last year was pretty bad. What do you know about this year's upcoming, actually we're in it, cold and flu season?
Yeah, and I've heard the same data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and that they're predicting that this is going to be a particularly nasty flu season. And so I, like you, have I did get the flu shot earlier this year, back in August, and I've already had some family members unfortunately experience this flu, and it was particularly nasty. They were in bed for almost a full week.
Well, first of all, I'm really sorry about that because, you know, one, I'm glad you got your flu shot, but I'm sorry that your family members were affected. I really want to explain this before we get into the foods. You know, there are many strains of flus, and what I understand is while it's really important to get a flu shot, and I also want to underscore why and what, you know, dispel any myths about it, it doesn't always protect against all strains of flu, correct?
Correct. So the Centers for Disease Control, along with other health agencies, try and predict which strain of the flu is going to be kind of the most nasty. And so they create the vaccine trying to predict, okay, these strains, maybe one or two strains, are going to be particularly hard on us this year. So let's vaccinate against those particular strains. So it is still possible to get the flu because you may get exposed to a strain that the vaccine didn't cover.
Right. And so it's a great prevention tool, but not 100% in the fact that there's other strains. And I'm curious, can strains of flu just appear out of nowhere? I mean, what causes different strains of flu and viruses, which are different, as I understand, right?
So the flu is typically caused by a virus or a number of strains of viruses. Mm-hmm. And what's really interesting is we're still learning about how these viruses work. And some seem to mutate quite quickly. And so it's as if we can't get ahead of them. We can't quite predict how they're going to mutate, which makes it very challenging to treat. So, again, we're learning more and more about this, but, you know, exposure to certain animals, they carry viruses that are different than what we may get exposed to from human-to-human contact. And then these viruses will mutate, and then we get exposed again, but our bodies aren't used to seeing those versions. So it's quite complicated.
It is. I want to bring something up. I've heard about the Asian flu, for example, Dr. Malik. And what's really weird is, like, I'm getting ready to, I'm traveling to Italy for 12 days, and there could be an Italian flu. I mean, is there like different flus based on regions of the world?
Yes, absolutely. And again, some of that is kind of the biodiversity.
Right.
Could be climate. All sorts of things can affect it.
Right. And that's why I probably always get sick when I'm on an airplane, which is what we're going to talk about. So I want to discuss, I mean, we're going to talk about, obviously, deep dive into what I consider natural ways to boost your immune system. But I do want to talk about the flu vaccine, because there has been an alarming percentage of decreases in parents getting their children vaccinated. It was on the news recently. And that is very risky, because if your child is not vaccinated and contracts the flu, then that child could go to school and contaminate everybody else, who then goes home and contaminates the parents. The parents can go to work, and it's a vicious cycle. Mm-hmm. And there are reasons a lot of parents don't want to vaccinate their children. But I want to, explain what the concerns are, and then verify what's real and what's not realistic in this to alleviate any concerns.
Right. So what you were referring to earlier is this concept of herd immunity, meaning if more folks get the flu vaccine, for example, let's say more kids get the flu vaccine, you may actually end up lowering the likelihood of others getting exposed to the flu. Mm-hmm. So that can be an important concept when we think about the spread of the flu virus. Now, I know that this has come under some backlash with some health professionals that maybe herd immunity isn't as important as we thought. But the concern for many parents is that the preservatives found in the flu vaccine may harm a developing body.
Mm-hmm.
And as the research I've seen, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but as far as the research I've seen, it doesn't seem to be true that these preservatives would actually harm growing bodies or adults.
Yeah, and there's been some concern that it can cause autism and other kind of autoimmune, and the research, and with the, I've talked to a number of doctors about this. It's, you know, there's always a risk with any medication or vaccination that someone could have a reaction, or could, like my mother got a shingles vaccine and still got the shingles from the vaccine. But the statistics are such a long shot compared to very straight shot that a vaccination can significantly reduce your risk, that you should be more concerned about your child getting the flu than any side effects from the vaccine at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is a balance of weighing the risks versus benefits. And that's where a health professional, the healthcare provider can help make a wise decision to make sure it is right for the child and right for the person, because you're absolutely correct that it could happen where someone has an allergic response to the vaccine. Those with autoimmune conditions or those with immune systems that maybe aren't as strong may have an adverse reaction. And so it may not be for everybody.
Exactly. And that is very true. And if you are about to start any kind of treatment, medical treatment, like when I was diagnosed with breast cancer 9 years ago, one of the first things we did was to get me vaccinated before I started with my rounds of treatments to protect myself, but also because I would not have been able to have been vaccinated after because my immune system was compromised. So you need to be very strategic about it. I mean, I always say get it, you know, or like you've already had your flu shot, as have I. My husband just got his. The sooner the better. Now, you specialize in naturopathic medicine, correct?
Well, actually, my specialty is public health and nutrition.
Okay.
I, of course, work at the Bastyr University, where I am faculty and work very closely with naturopathic physicians.
Okay.
So I do understand and see that side of things.
Okay. So I want, just as an explanation, because, and I'll tell you why I want it, Dr. Malley, because there are many people. And I'm so thrilled that everybody is embracing wellness. I can't say how wonderful that is enough. But there are wellness experts and there are wellness and health experts. And while I have a degree of expertise because I have, you know, gone and I have studied nutrition and health and I write about it, I am not a medical expert. I'm very clear about that. And I interview those who have advanced degrees, who are registered dietitians and masters of public health and PhDs and board certified physicians and naturopathic doctors to verify and provide what I consider expert advice from a credential standpoint higher than what I possess. And I'm very clear about that because there are a lot of people who will tell you they are experts and there's levels of expert. There's advocates and activists, and then there are serious experts. You've written a lot of articles on healthy living, and you know, are on a faculty. So that's really important to underscore. With that in mind, what is it that, let's start with, what is it that everyone in the United States and universe needs to start doing now to be on a better path to health and wellness?
Yeah, I've actually received that question before, believe it or not. I would say if I had to choose one thing, and this may be a surprise given where we may end up heading with this, conversation, but I would honestly say stay active. Move your body.
You know what? I agree with you, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to tell you from a personal experience, I eat very well. I really work hard at my diet, but I tend to have a AAA personality and can let stress get to me, which is really terrible. And eating for many is a way to alleviate stress, but it's stress eating, which is not always healthy. But the one thing that I can guarantee will help me and help many other people every day is moving. If I start feeling stressed, and when I was in the height of my chemotherapy, I took a 35 to 45 minute walk outside and I could feel the change totally move through my system. I was breathing better. I was calmer. I my skin looked better. It changed everything. So I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's that exercise, staying active, does so many wonderful things. It kind of incorporates everything all at once. And that, like you mentioned, you go outside to get some fresh air, and then you'll get some sun exposure, which may help the body produce some vitamin D, which is important for the immune system. But then you'll sleep better at night by moving. And then I found anecdotally that when people are active, they tend to be a little bit more aware of what they're putting in their bodies. I don't want to sabotage myself because I worked so hard during my workout this morning, so I should eat more balanced foods or a more balanced meal later. So that's what I find where it affects not only every other behavior that rest of the day, but exercise seems to help every cell in the body from head to toe.
Exactly. I look at it like a car that has been idle for a long time and you have to like rev it back up to get it smooth. You know, I visualize my body as if you're not moving, it gets sluggish and everything kind of gets stopped up and you got to kind of keep the engines and the wheels greased. So I literally have a visual mentality of feeling rusty and rusted and tight. And that is when I start feeling anxious because I don't feel 150%. So I agree with you about movement and exercise. And movement and exercise, a lot of people go, I don't like going to the gym. It's not about going to the gym or doing a high intensity, although high intensity aerobics can be really great, but it's just moving because we sit too long at our desks.
Absolutely. And, you know, the way our lifestyles are right now, it's mm-hmm. The reality is we have to plan mm-hmm. to exercise or to move just because we are probably going to be sitting most of the day. We have wonderful electronics and things that do things for us. And so we have to plan to move, which is very unique for us as a species. And I do have to mention that I love your car analogy. I hope you don't mind if I borrow that when I talk to my students about exercise. I think
you can perfect. Say that you talk to this fabulous woman that talks about it all the time, Melanie Young. I'd appreciate it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. A big thank you again to Melanie and her team, and of course, we'll continue the interview tomorrow. Now, really quickly before I go, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode of Thanksgiving Week. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow with more of the interview and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.